Assalamu alaikum to all of you, dear mu'mineen and mu'minat. Welcome to Reach the Peak, your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. Amir al-Mu'mineen, peace be upon him, said, "Lana haqqun fa'in u'tinahu wa illa rakibna a'jaz al-ibil wa in tala sura." We have a right. If it is allowed to us, we will take it. Otherwise, we will ride on the back of the camel behind the rider, even though the journey may be long through darkness. As you can clearly see, this hikmah is about the right of the A'immatul Athar alayhim as-salam to the Khilafah. In some of the Shia sources, it has been said that these words were said when the Saqifah happened. Some others, mostly Ahl Sunnah sources, say that this was during the Shura. Either way, it talks about the Imam's alayhi salam right to the Khilafah. In Baharul Anwar, volume 31, page 404, there is a narration about the event of Shura where seven people chosen by the second Khalifa gathered to choose the next Khalifa. And Imam Ali alayhi salam also was present among them. And this is a part of the Imam's talk in the meeting. الحمد لله الذي اختار محمدا صلى الله عليه وآله منا نبيا وبعثه إلينا رسولا فنحن أهل بيت النبوة ومعدن الحكمة وأمان لأهل الأرض ونجاة لمن طلبه إن لنا حقا إن نؤته نأخذه وإن نمنعه نركب أعجاز الإبل وإن طال السرة. All praise belongs to Allah who chose Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam as our Nabi and appointed him as our Rasul. And we are the people of Muhammad's household and the source of wisdom, a source of safety for the people on the earth, and a means of salvation for those who seek it. We have a right. If it is allowed to us, we will take it. Otherwise, we will ride on the back of the camel behind the rider, even though the journey may be long through darkness. An Imam continued and said, if Rasulullah entrusted us with a covenant, we would fulfill it. And if he said something to us, we would be devoted to it until we die. No one will hasten before me to the call of truth and the ties of kindship. And there is no power and no strength except with Allah. Listen to what I say and keep my argument with you. There will be a time that you will see that this thing, i.e. Khilafah, after this gathering will end with swords, and promises will perish to the point that there will be no such a thing as community, and to the point that some of you will become the leaders of misguided people and some will be the followers of ignorant ones. Of course, this narration requires a more thorough analysis for a complete understanding. But for now, let us focus on comprehending the specific part mentioned in the Hikmah number 22 and what the Imam alayhi salam intended to convey. Undoubtedly, according to numerous authentic narrations and logical arguments, the right of leadership and imamat was divinely granted to Imam Ali alayhi salam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nevertheless, what the Imam is emphasizing in this hikmah is that even if they strip him of his right, he will not fight back. Instead, he will acquiesce to the illegitimate leader, even if it leads them down a path of darkness. This phrase can reveal several insights when analyzed with conjunction with other narrations. One significant point is that the Khilafah and the Imamah of the Imams is a divine gift bestowed upon them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, irrespective of whether they hold any political power or not. This is due to the fact that by divine decree, they have authority over all creation. Moreover, the Imams do not seek political power aggressively or engage in violence to obtain it, even though it is their legitimate right. Rather, they patiently wait for the people to acknowledge their authority and comfort upon them. To elaborate on this further, let us consider some narrations related to this discussion. There is a narration where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam in Biharul Anwar, volume 23, page 443, فَإِنَّمَا مَثَلُكَ فِي الْأُمَّةِ مَثَلُ الْكَعْبَةِ نَسَبَهَ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَمًا وَإِنَّمَا تُؤْتَى مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍ عَمِيقٍ وَنَعْيٍ صَحِيقٍ وَلَا تَأْتِي وَإِنَّمَا أَنْتَ عَلَمُ الْهُدَى وَنُورُ الدِّينِ وَهُوَ نُورُ اللَّهِ. O Ali, indeed you are like the Kaaba, which Allah appointed as the standard for the people, which people from every deep valley and outland run towards, and the Kaaba does not go to them. Indeed, you, Ali, are the standard of guidance and the light of deen, which is the light of Allah. In another narration from Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha, she said, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم مثل الإمام مثل الكعبة إذ تؤتى ولا تأتي. The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, said, the example of an Imam, a leader, is like that of the Kaaba. Or in some other narration, she said, the example of Ali alayhi salam is like the Kaaba. They should move towards him, not that he should move towards the people. I swear by Allah, if they observed the right of the people of truth and followed the progeny of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would never be two people who would disagree about Allah the Almighty. And indeed, they would inherit one predecessor from another and one successor from another until the rise of our Qa'im, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajhu sharif, who is the ninth generation of Hussein alayhi salam. There are many important lessons to be learned from this fundamental rule that an Imam would not fight to attain a position of leadership. And also, regardless of whether the Imam is currently in the leadership position or not, he is still appointed by Allah as the leader and Imam, and the Mu'mineen or believers can benefit from the Imam even if he, in our case, is absent. As Imam Zaman ajjalallahu ta'ala farajhu sharif himself has described it as being similar to creatures benefiting from the sun behind the clouds, where His Eminence has said, وَأَمَّا وَجْهُ الْإِنْتِفَاعِ بِي فِي غَيْبَتِي فَكَالْإِنْتِفَاعِ بِالشَّمْسِ إِذَا غَيَّبَتْهَا عَنِ الْأَبْصَارِ السَّحَابِ وَإِنِّي لَأَمَانٌ لِأَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ كَمَا أَنَّ النُّجُومَ أَمَانٌ لِأَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ. And as for the way of benefiting from me during my occultation, it is like benefiting from the sun when it is hidden by the clouds from the eyes. And I am a refuge for the people of the earth, just as the stars are a refuge for the people of the sky. Therefore, it is the responsibility of the people, the truth seekers, and the mu'mineen to pave the way for the Imam to assume his rightful position of leadership. In our current situation, it is our duty to prepare for his reappearance so that he fills the earth with justice in a world where injustice and tyranny are prevalent. يَمْلَأُ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْأَرْضَ قِسْطًا وَعَدْلًا كَمَا مُلِئَتْ ظُلْمًا وَجَوْرًا. In conclusion, for a long time, mu'mineen were sacrificing to keep this spirit alive, individually or in small groups, until the appearance of the Shia Islamic Wilayatul Faqih system, which is a bigger scale of organizational work led by a just, knowledgeable, courageous, and a spiritual scholar for the same purpose, that is, preparation and laying the groundwork for the reappearance of the Savior of humanity, Imam al-Asr wa al-Zaman, Ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. Therefore, every mu'min needs to align every aspect of their life with the guidance of the Walayatul Faqih in order to help, support, and take part in this great Islamic organizational work. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the reappearance of Imam al-Asr wa al-Zaman, Ajjalallah ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif, as soon as possible. And this was your weekly dose of Nahjul Balagha. Reach the peak wherever you are.